My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tells his scammer Belinda that he loved both incarnations of her, but she doesn't want to be friends anymore, even if Davin wants to learn Twi. What's Twi? Listen and see.
Now they're in old-timey land, okay? Now they're reconnecting, and how are you, blah, 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 blah. But we got to move out of this right now because this whole thing has been wasting money.
Right.
The husband's got to get back and start playing hardball.
Right.
So he's pissed off that he had to stop and go through that nonsense.
Now I see.
And that's why he's mentioning old time's sake for him. For old time's sake, you know? You know how he said.
Right.
And then we had to go back for old time's sake and go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know?
You made me backtrack.
Yeah, you made me backtrack. So that's what I'm taking from that whole thing right there.
I go, Belinda, this is your choice. We could have written letters. We could have made it work. You said no matter what, you wanted to stay friends. You never answer when you stop loving me. She goes, all those things cost money, and that is something I don't have. I go, neither do I, now, but I will. Then I scream, did you ever love me?
You're such a chick.
I the times I've played that point.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She goes, I don't want to stay friends with you anymore. I think it would be better for us to go our separate ways. Not too long ago, you wanted the same thing. And then she goes, I won't spend money and time if I didn't have any feeling for you. But that is not important now.
Oh, wow.
So
I don't want to spend any more time with you.
They're still sticking with that. If I didn't love you,
I wouldn't have stuck it out this far.
If I didn't have millions, you wouldn't have stuck it out.
Right. If I didn't think it was eventually going to pay off, you drag this out and drive me crazy.
I go, would I have spent all this time and gone through the two incarnations of you and hell if I did not love you?
Anytime when you have to profess your love and use the term the two incarnations of you, that's not good.
Unless somebody's had a sex change, there should never be two incarnations.
I mean, relationships you go when you were dating, and then, you know, you might start dating again or something like that. But there's never two
different people.
Two incarnations.
Yes. Two unique
people. That's crazy.
Well, Lisa says, apparently money can buy you love if sent through Western Union.
And a new identity.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I have a new identity.
If I was not working on getting you into a better place, I don't know what I meant. I go, I never wanted you out of my life. I was trying to learn Twi for you, for God's sakes.
You're trying to do what?
Twi. That's one of their languages.
You were?
No, not really.
I know.
Listen, these are desperate times.
That's hilarious.
I was like, learn Twi, and we're like, what? And he's like, what Twi? Like, you got to stop and go, for Christ's sake. You know? Twi is...
She goes, I appreciate everything, but I can't do this anymore. I am broke, and affording 3 square meals a day is now very hard. Even if you think I have lied to you and you won't give me anything, look at my child. She is innocent of all this. To tell you the truth, if I don't pay my rent and other things within the next 3 days, you won't see me or hear from me again. It's not because I want to, but I can't afford it anymore. I'm doing this for some time now, and I can't do this anymore.
No.
She threw the kid in there again.
Yeah, I know.
She threw the kid in there because basically what she's doing is she's trying to get that money. If this, you know, is a real relationship, you might go, all right, let me try to throw you something.
If this was a real relationship, I'd send her the money.
Yeah.
You'd send her the money. Absolutely.
Of course you would.
Think about it. Just as a part, if this was real and you just read that.
I'd donate blood or sperm or something.
Yeah, if you thought it was, you'd send
You would send money in a
heartbeat. Oh, yeah, you would.
And you know, writing porn scripts, you would think I have access to sperm.
And money.
Lots. As much as you want.
I go, I understand, but don't think for one minute... Don't for one minute think I did not love you. Don't think for one minute I was not trying to help Kasha as well. That's the daughter.
Yeah.
I knew what was going on. The problem is the legal system is slow in the USA. If you do not wish to be with me, then that is fine. I told you I was never going to force you. For goodness sakes, I bought a ring a while ago, but it matters not now.
Oh,
this diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
I'll take it downtown. That's where the porn shop is. Downtown. Okay.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive. kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Sang Belinda. Wait, so how does she respond to the ring?
I appreciate everything, but the reality is, I want to, but I can't do this anymore. I can't, even though I want it. I go, fine. I told you, if you found a better situation, you should take it. It was never what I wanted, but love is doing what is best for somebody. I always wanted what was best for you. If I was given more time, then it would have been the three of us together. But I guess time is not on my side. She goes, time is not on both of our sides. I go, I guess not. I just wish our last times talking could have been more pleasant. I missed a girl I grew to love twice.
I like the way that he said or whatever it said, time is not on both of our sides.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I got no time. Like, you know, I got no time on this shit.
Well, here's just like what you were saying on the show is that as soon as they start buy now or forever lose this sale opportunity, it's like, yeah, time isn't on our side. Ding, ding, ding. Clock's ticking. You're ticking down on the time bomb here.
Yeah, you're very frustrated because, you know, on the emotion card, you know, they should be able to get you on the emotion card. And then they throw that line out to try to get you on the emotion card, and they're not getting you. So, it's, you know, it's very you're very frustrating to deal with.
I hate to give scammers a rough day of it, Joe. I apologize.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Just a guy trying to make a living on his phone.
Really?
But it's funny that, you know, like usually they're unfortunately poor people, you know, they just, you know, want to be loved and they just send anything, and they're trying that trick on you, and it's like, no, not so much.
Well, no, they just kind of completely skipped over the whole idea about buying a ring?
So far.
Wow.
She goes, I've changed, and I know it.
Yeah, you sure have.
Yeah,
I grew a dick.
Yeah, you beat me to it, atta girl.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.